You can get the biggest Chanel back in the store if you want it. I gave them the drill, they set it up, I got them on it. I bought a new paddock, I had a white, so I two-toned it. Taking these, I'm gonna be up until the morning. That ain't your car, you just a Lisa, you don't own it. If I'm in the club, I got that 5 when I'm performing. The back end just came in and out running. Vibes galore, cute, they all on us. I'm from Atlanta, where young, run. I know they hating on me, but I don't read comments. Whenever I tell her to come, she come. Whenever it's smoke, we ain't running. Juke too hard, don't stand too close. You gon' fuck around and drown off this way. Doing all these shows, I've been on the road. I don't care where I go, long as I get paid. Bad little vibe, she been on my mind. Soon as I get back, she can stay. Do this all the time, this ain't no surprise. Every other night, another movie get made. Juke too hard, don't stand too close. You gon' fuck around and drown off this way.
This is Doug Gillard of Guided by Voices, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Cochrane Media of Caro, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Hey there, I'm Brendan Donegan, host of the Playing Favorites show, heard on WGXC every Monday morning. A few weeks ago, I was driving through Hudson looking for a parking space and turned on the radio to hear a sad collection of teeny bopper tunes, stale oldies, and blustery call-ins. I eventually found 90.7 FM. The morning show was on, and Tom Rowe was playing some blazing hot rock and roll.
Blessings, everything that you gave. Times when danger was around me, my life, Lord, you saved. Where would I be without your love?
Lord, I'm thankful. thankful, Lord. I'm thankful for your blessings. I'm thankful for your grace. Where would I be? You didn't have to do it, but you did. Yes, yes, yes. I'm grateful. Good morning, Brightsiders, all you grateful, thankful people. Ah, hallelujah to the Lord Most High. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I am here where there is the bright side. Yes, the bright side is somewhere, and it's right here with me on WDXC 90.7 FM. Let me get it right. Acra, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. And I'm here with our audio engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Randall Martin of Martin AV Services. And how are you today?
I am great on this Sunday morning and ready to bring some joy into people's homes this morning.
Amen. Hallelujah. Because we are here with the music that gives the message that feeds the heart, the mind, and the soul. Let the church say amen. That was Mary Mary with the song Thankful out of the archives that comes. Amen. It's been a while since that's been making the rounds, and it's still as relevant today as it was when they released it in the first place. Yes, beloved. And we are here. It's Black History Month. Last Sunday, Brother Randall was cruising the high seas. Amen. And we had a pre-recorded message. And so we just thank our station owner, Tom, for making sure that we got on the air last Sunday. And I hope you were here. I hope you were there. And, you know, I didn't get a chance last week to speak on the services for Mr. Tyre Nichols that aired right after we had pre-recorded. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful celebration of his life. And the words that were shared were so powerful and poignant, especially from his parents. And so, amen, I just want to, in the honor of Black History Month, and the theme being resistance, amen, that's what you saw there, that's what you heard there, resistance. We're going to keep up with the theme of resistance, the Black African-American diaspora experience of resisting the oppression and the depression and the suppression that have been perpetrated against for hundreds of years, yet rising out of it, rising above, and bringing others with us as we go. Yes, beloved. So I want you to hear the music, hear the message today. Amen. This is on the theme of resistance. Got for you 8 songs back to back, 33 minutes, unstopped music. Hallelujah. God is on your side, Mr. Justin Warren. Overcomer, Mandisa. Break Every Chain, Tasha Cobbs. Never Lost a Battle, C.C. Winans. My God, let me talk about it. Jordan Armstrong. Thank You for It All, Marvin Sapp. What Shall I Fear, DeMarcus Kelly. I Am Praying for You, William Murphy. After all of that, beloved, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today. So you stay right here. Don't go nowhere. We've got the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul right here where there's a bright side. God is on your side.
If you're wondering, if you're waiting in these empty desert spaces, looking for a better way, for a spark to bring the change. If you're hoping, if you're praying for a healer, for a breakthrough, desperate for the light, for an awakening inside, don't lose faith, remember. With God on your side,
faith. Remember, God is on your side.
Every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus. Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break
every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say to
break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army.
second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, yeah, he's showing off. Yeah, I promise he never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, I ain't just telling y'all. You can count it, he never took a loss. And if I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Hold on, wait a second, let me brag on my. I love my God, he keep them bands on me. You may say I'm tripping, I'm your fan only. I love the time that we be spending low key. And I know they rocking with me when his hands on me. Oh, this is all I know. I know you're riding with me when the times get low. So I be on a mission till your plan I go. And I can tell you vibe with me. Oh, you protect me from every weapon. And every lesson there's a blessing. And there's a reason why I'm rapping. Hold on, wait a second. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, yeah, he's showing off. Yeah, I promise he never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. He the truth, I ain't just telling y'all. You can count it, he never took a loss. And if I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Hold on, wait a second, let me brag on my. Every time I think about your love, love, love. Finally got somebody I could trust, trust, trust. Why you keeping me, I really just don't know. As you can see, we got it going up, oh, oh. Yeah, because of you. I can't lose. And all the hating they talking, it ain't true. And I'ma tell the world, cause they gotta know. You protect me from every weapon. And every lesson there's a blessing. And there's a reason why I'm rapping. Hold on, wait a second. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, yeah, he's showing off. Showing off. Yeah, I promise he never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, I ain't just telling y'all. You can count it, he never took a loss. And if I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Hold on, wait a second, let me brag on my. Brag on my. Brag on my. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, yeah, he's showing off. Yeah, I promise he never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, I ain't just telling y'all. You can count it, he never took a loss. And if I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it out. Hold on, wait a second, let me brag on my.
April Hudson, Catskill, New York. Listener-supported radio for open years. This is Pastor Kim your perpetual optimist. And I'm here to say there is a bright side right here with me on WGXC. Thank you for it all. This is Mr. Marvin Sapp, Bishop Marvin Sapp. After that, what shall I fear? I am praying for you. And then I will be back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
I'm satisfied with you. All I need, you provide for me. Your strength perfect when I am weak, my God. I'm satisfied with you. You are more than enough. Oh, you have
for me. My trust in you will forever be. You are here. What shall I fear?
I'm praying for my brother, 'cause I know he wants to do your will, yes. And I'm praying for my sister, 'cause I know you want to set her free, set her free, set her free. I'm praying for the body of Christ, I know you're gonna have your way, yes. If you're listening and you're hurting real bad, don't worry, I can hear him say, I'm praying for you. When I pray, things will change. Yes, I'm praying for you. When I pray, things will change. Despite the pain you feel, he will come through. Now I'm praying for you. Yeah. Yeah. Said I'm praying for you. Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hold your head up, my brother, though sometimes it may be hard to do. Yeah, you just be encouraged, 'cause I've been in that position too. Yeah. And you've been feeling so lonely, sometimes you don't know where to go, what to do, where to turn. But if you're listening and you want a way out, here is something you just ought to know. Know that I'm praying for you. When I pray, things will change. Just know that I'm praying for you. When I pray, just came to tell you, I'm praying.
Tell them this, say, I'm praying. I'm praying for you. This is a prophetic song. God told me to tell you things are gonna get better. So hold your head up. Things are gonna get better. All you got to do is hold your head up. Somebody said tonight, things are gonna get better. I see you, baby. That's it. Go on and worship him. Hey, hold your head up. Somebody say it. Things are gonna get better. So what you gonna do? Hold your head up, y'all. Say it.
Things are gonna get better.
Yeah. Go.
Hold your head up.
I know you heard it.
Things are gonna get better.
Oh, Lord.
Hold your head up.
Say it one more time.
Things are gonna.
Things are going to get better. Hold your head up. I dedicate that song to Rodney and Ravon Wells, the parents of Tyre Nichols, to all of those mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers who in our lifetime have seen their children taken away violently, prematurely, by a culture of hatred against Black skin, Black bodies. We just say thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be here once more and again and to share with our listeners things that you have given me to consider, to think about, to pray on, and work on. Amen. Amen. Listen, beloved, I want to talk briefly about the history of Black Month. I'm talking about, again, the theme of resistance, which is the 2020 theme of History Month, Black resistance. Black resistance. In this context, is Black History Month. It started in 1915 with the celebration of 50 years of emancipation. Carter G. Woodson, who was a graduate of the Chicago University of Chicago, he participated in this national celebration that was attended by tens of thousands, over 10,000 people, and the response was so tremendous that before the end of that celebration, he and some other citizens got together to establish the Association for the Study of Negro Life and History. In 1926, about 11 years later, he and some others started Negro History Week in order to deepen the study of African-American history. And Black educators and students first proposed Black History Month at Kent State University in 1969. They held the first observance of Black History there in 1970, and in 1976, President Gerald Ford recognized Black History Month, calling on the public to seize the opportunity to honor the two often neglected accomplishments of Black Americans in every area of endeavor throughout this nation's history. 47 years later, some of America's leaders and too many people in the public square, in my opinion, still have not seized the opportunity. Laws have been passed and proposed to prevent or restrict the teaching of America's truer history. You know, in the Bible, in the book of Joshua, in chapter 4, God instructs Joshua to create a system whereby the people of God would remember and teach their children how God had brought them over and what they had come through. Well, Black History Month and the 2023 Black History Month theme of resistance presents us the opportunity to remember and to teach. So there was a video online about 14 Black African American inventors who are not being taught. And I want to take this opportunity to say thank you, God, for Frederick McKinley Jones, whose cooling system was used to refrigerate trucks in the 1930s and was critical to help preserve food, blood, and drugs that helped in the World War II effort. He's the founder of the company later known as Thermo King, beloved, and he had 59 other inventions. Dr. Shirley Jackson was a physicist who received her PhD in 1973. She has a number of inventions to her credit, including the touch-tone telephone, the portable fax machine, caller ID, call waiting, and the fiber optic cable. She's the president of Polytechnic Institute in Troy, New York. Lewis Latimer, we've heard of him. He's an engineer and inventor that was born in Massachusetts before the end of slavery in 1848. He collaborated with Thomas Edison and Alexander Graham Bell. It was his addition of a carbon filament that made Edison's light bulb theory work. And he drafted the patent for the telephone, designed a railroad car bathroom, and the earliest air conditioning unit. Marie Van Britten Brown invented the first home security system. She wasn't even a scientist. She was a nurse. But her patent was the groundwork for the modern closed-circuit television surveillance system, push-button alarm triggers, crime prevention, and traffic systems. Otis Boykin improved the pacemaker, had 26 patents in his name, including improvements to IBM computers, burglar-proof cash registers, chemical air filters, and an electronic resistor used in controlling missiles and other devices. Lonnie G. Johnson, an aerospace engineer for NASA, was the inventor of the famous Super Soaker water gun. He also worked on the Galileo and Jupiter probe and Mars Observer projects and had more than 40 other patents. He also worked on the converter, which converts heat directly into electricity. Beloved, that's just half my list. I'm running out of time. But these are witnesses, amen, to the resistance. They're people, these names and more. And we're going to be sharing some every Sunday this month. Help fulfill the instruction of God to look back and remember where we have come from and how we got over. These are the stories that are not told in our public schools. Our public schools, in some instances, just brush over Black History Month with some very simplistic and primary exercises or assignments and still continue to skirt over. We need to stand up and have our curriculums reflect the full, true history of America and the contributions that were made by people enslaved and post-slavery that have helped this economy, helped this democracy, and helped this world. We are witnesses that God is good and God is faithful. And Jesus said, I have come that whoever believes in me would not perish. Beloved Black Americans and Black people of all cultures around the world, that promise holds true. That promise still holds true. We're here. We're not going nowhere. This is my spiritual social commentary for today. This is Pastor Kim, the perpetual optimist from Overcomer Ministries International, saying, long live the resistance. We got more music for you, beloved. More music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. God is good. Mr. Jonathan McReynolds, come on and let's talk about it.
and may your troubles show that you need God, and may your battles in the way they should, and may your bad days prove that God is good, and may your whole life prove that God is good. See, may your struggles keep you near the cross, and may your troubles show that you need God, and may
but he's still good. You know, this country was built on a divine directive to be a witness to the world that all men, all people are created with certain inalienable rights, the pursuit of life, liberty, happiness, justice for all. Amen. We haven't achieved it yet, but we're not going backward either. So let us continue to press forward. God is good. I want to say happy birthday. You know, when I was growing up, we celebrated February 12th as the birthday of President Abraham Lincoln. Around about after the 1960s, they decided they're just going to lump him together and make it President's Day. But we still going to remember him, who had the audacity to say slavery is wrong. We've been made rich off of it. You've lived lavishly off of it. But it's time to make a correction. We're at that pivotal moment again, beloved. It's time for America to make a correction. How long are we going to keep going around this same mountain? May 2023 be the year we get somewhere. I want to say happy birthday to all of you February birthdays. I want to say happy Valentine's Day. Men, don't forget your ladies. Don't forget, some don't like flowers, bring them some candy. They weigh too much, take them out to a healthy meal. But show a little love this Valentine's Day. God loves you. I love you too. Black History Month, Overcoming Ministries is going to be hosting our winter book group. We'll be looking at the book, My Grandmother's Hands and My Grandmother's Hands. If you're interested in being part of our Monday night book group, reach out, give me a call or give me a text. The meeting ID, I'll give that to you too, 898-0332-9291 on Zoom. Yes, we're going to start that on next Monday, the 20th, every third Monday, every fourth Monday. I don't remember which Monday. I think it's the third Monday of the month. We will be there at 7 p.m. for our book group discussion. February, March, April, ending in May, My Grandmother's Hands. That's our Black History Month, our Women's History Month, and our Mother's Day watch in My Grandmother's Hands. So let's read and learn together. Well, beloved, I'm getting ready to get up out of here. Remember never to forget that God loves you. God loves you. I love you too, but God loves you more, and God loves you best, better than all the rest. So in that knowledge, beloved, rest and stay blessed. I tell you, I don't care how dark the day, how heavy and gray the clouds in the sky may look. The sun is still here and the sun is still there. The sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. God bless you till we meet or speak again. Why I love you. This is a tribute to you, all you lovers out there and the people we love. Why I love you. God loves us. God bless you, beloved.
I found love in you, and I've learned to love me too. Never have I felt that I could be all that you see. It's like our hearts have intertwined into the perfect harmony. This is why I love you. Ooh, this is why I love you.